now it's time for another episode of The Dangerous Darren Show.
And without further ado, Mr. Ryan Sims.
Do you like punk rock?
Yeah!
Thinking in the top?
Yeah!
Must be new with T.S. Looking up Cheryl's dress, there's only one place you can go. This is The Dangerous Darren Show.
Thank you, Mr. Ryan Sims, and everybody in attendance for showing your appreciation.
You're too kind, people. You're too kind.
It's very warming. Very nice to see you all here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have a nice day. Be careful. Drive home safely.
Wait, they just got here.
Well, they're leaving. Listen, they're gone. Well, Arlo, they're just giving us some silence so we can do The Dangerous Darren Show. Oh, episode 119, the year of our Lord, August the 14th, 2018. It is a Dangerous Darren Show featuring T.S.
What's happening?
I just, you go ohm every time I hit that thing, right?
I found my center.
Hit us up, everybody, on Twitter and on Instagram at DangerousD_show. That's DangerousD_show, Twitter and Instagram. On Twitter, I'm at Darren99, Darren with an I. Darren99, TS is at Burn H Wood Burn. Over there on Instagram, or the gram, as the kids say.
Ah, the IG.
The gram. Hit me up on the gram. Or IG me.
Slide into the DM.
Darren Pfeiffer, one whole word, and TS is Burn Hollywood Burn. Our friends at iHeart, thanks to them, at Roland_US, at SC Electronics, and our friends over there in Buffalo, New York, at New Era Cap. Got a great show, everybody. TS, I like the ladies, you know that.
Yeah, yeah, who doesn't?
I like the pretty ladies.
I enjoy a pretty woman myself.
I like the Playboy girls, too.
Well, that's like the gold standard. It's from when we were kids.
Do you know Irina Ivanova?
I do.
Russian girl? Ukrainian girl.
I got a picture of her right now.
Yeah.
She is she's a vixen.
She is a hot tamale. And she's a pal of mine, so I asked her if she'd come on the show. And she said, yeah. And she's got like a 400 billion Facebook followers or Instagram followers. She's got a shit ton of Twitter followers. And she has...
I'd follow her anywhere.
I'd follow her just about anywhere, too.
Right off a fucking cliff, man.
She is a Playboy model. She is a entrepreneur. She is a dancer. She's a writer. She is a social media mogul. She's making crazy money at this thing called Celeb.TV that she started with those people over there, and just making crazy amounts of money and showing people how to grow their sites, how to grow their social media. So we had a good chat off air a little bit about that. We'll get to her in a little bit later. Also, we're going to get to music from NoFX, old school NoFX. They're re-releasing Ribbed, I think.
Really?
We're going to play a song called New Boobs. I think it's only fitting.
It's more than appropriate. it's apropos.
And our sponsor this week, TS, is our fake sponsor is Vans, actually.
Oh, we're going to manifest this one.
Although, TS, our real sponsor was our good friends for several weeks now, Simple Contacts. I have perfect vision. I don't need glasses.
I've been wearing glasses since the third grade.
Did you not notice that I'm actually wearing glasses right now?
Well, you're some reading glasses.
But still, no, I probably should get some Simple Contacts. I did take the 5-minute Simple Contacts vision test over there at simplecontacts.com. Again, simplecontacts.com. 5-minute Simple Contacts vision test. It'll save you a bunch of money. You did it a while ago, and you've been having great experiences with these people.
I love Simple Contacts. You know, that vision test, it's not a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. You still need those occasionally.
Right, right.
But it's the most convenient way for you to renew a prescription and reorder your contacts if your vision hasn't changed, like mine. I needed some contacts, and I took the numbers off the box. Right. First, I downloaded the app, which was pretty simple. Filled in the numbers. I sent my prescription from my doctor in. Took a picture of it. By the next morning, they had confirmed it, and I was on my way to get new contacts from Simple Contacts.
How easy were they to use? How easy were they to put in? Quality wise,
they are the exact same quality and brand that I get from my doctor.
But faster and cheaper.
In West Hollywood, and they are much faster and much cheaper than right here in Los Angeles. And it's very convenient. They were shipped right to my house.
It's amazing. So how do people get these?
Well, funny thing you should ask. you get $20 off your first order of contacts. Go to simplecontacts.com/dangerous or enter the code dangerous at checkout. That's simplecontacts.com/dangerous or enter the code dangerous at checkout for $20 off your first order.
I'm going to do that, TS, because like I said, I'm wearing glasses right now and I'm having trouble in my old age. And I think it's time.
It's easy. I'll help you download the app.
And Simple I know Contacts. You're friends with these folks over there at Simple Contacts, simplecontacts.com. So maybe I'll just hit them up and be like, guys, I hate to admit it, but I might have a problem. Can you help me out?
It's time for contacts.
TS did it. Now it's my turn. What are you drinking, TS? What is that?
I've got the last King Harbor Brewing
Second to
Company.
Last.
Oh, yeah. I've got one more to go. Blackberry Darkest. It's an Imperial Milk Stout with blackberry puree.
That's good quite stuff. Delicious, and I am drinking Francis Coppola. Yeah, there it is. Coppola. Diamond Collection Shiraz. And TS, if you look at the price, I splurged.
Oh, wow.
I spared no expense on my wine purchase.
Not at all. That one must have been some damaged stock, man. I've never even seen it that low. You know what else that Francis Ford Coppola is known for?
$12.99 for this bottle.
You know what else he did other than make a moderately priced red wine?
What's that?
The Godfather. Never heard of it?
No.
Okay.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, you could probably find it on Netflix.
I'm going to check it out tonight.
They did a series of it, 1, 2, and 3.
Is it about pizza?
Yeah, mostly. Mostly about pizza.
Well, it's Italian, right?
It's an epic 18-hour saga about pizza.
About pizza. That's pretty much what it is. So did you see that hippo in Kenya attacked a tourist and killed the tourist?
Well, what was the tour? Okay, here's my question.
It was a 65-year-old man named Chuang, 65-year-old, and he was over on the river there in Kenya with all these hippos, and I guess he got a little too close, and one just bum-rushed him, and just...
They got big mouths.
Yeah. And so I bet you Mr. Chang there did not expect to die from hippopotamus death. If you asked him, how do you think you're going to die? He'd be like, I don't know, old age, maybe a car accident. I don't know.
You know that hippos kill more people in Africa than... snakes and spiders, man. It's the hippo is a dangerous beast. So stay the fuck away from them, man.
There you go. That's just it. That's the moral of the story. If you see a hippo, stay the fuck away from it. Like, seriously, don't go near. Don't get a picture. Zoom in.
Use your long lens.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
digital zoom. Everybody's got it.
A hippo. I'm going to go like a couple hundred yards away. Those things are. You see their teeth, dude? They're like a foot long. Like
it's basically
at least 10
what,
inches, dude. Like those teeth are big and sharp, and they will fuck you up.
It's like a rhino with a big mouth and big teeth, and partly elephant.
That'd kind of be a cool way to die, I suppose. Hey, do you know what happened to Darren? No, what happened to Darren? Fucking hippo ate him.
He was on safari in Africa. Funny enough, he got too close to a hippo, and the hippo bum rushed him.
Yeah, and then years later, people are like, "Hey, do you remember Darren Pfeiffer?" Oh, yeah, good drummer. Yeah, good dude. The hippo death guy. If I died of some disease in a hospital, no one remembers that. If I get hit by a car, no one remembers that. You die by a hippo death, you're going to be remembered.
Well, and like your bison's hat comes out and it's poop, like heavier.
They find it
later.
They give it to my mom. So in Trump news, he signed yesterday, he signed the National Defense Authorization Act. Which is a good thing.
Okay.
But it was actually called the John S. McCain National Defense Authorization Act. And during his speech at Fort Drum in New York there, he failed to mention John McCain's name. He mentioned everybody from congressmen and congresswomen, staff at the Fort Drum there, some other soldiers, blah, blah, blah. He mentioned all these people, but he failed to mention John McCain's name.
You think he did that on purpose?
Oh, dude. I mean, he's just a baby. He's a gigantic baby. It's like, The bill is called the John S. McCain National Defense Authorization Act. You're signing it. And you don't mention his name. You look like a baby. You do. You look like a gigantic baby, more than a baby than you already are.
A petty little bitch that you are.
Well, he said that he doesn't think that John McCain is a war hero because he got captured. Those were his exact words back in 2015. Oh, yeah, he's not a war hero because he was captured. I prefer guys that weren't captured.
Well, I mean, what the fuck, man? How can you argue with that logic?
It's, dude, he fucking served his nation.
He did. He did serve. I mean, fuck McCain's. It's just ridiculous, dude.
It is. Every single day. Is there? You got weed news coming up?
I do, man.
I got music news coming up. We got celebrity birthdays. We got a good Urban Dictionary. We got Did You Know? We got music from NoFX.
I got weed news from our former home state, New York.
You know what, dude? I've been talking to Fat Mike a lot lately, and I've been asking him to come on the show, and he's like, "Totally, dude." And then I go, "Hey, well, when?" And he doesn't respond. Like, we'll be chatting, and then, "Hey, when do you want to come on a show?" And it goes quiet.
Maybe for the release of the Cokie the Clown record. Didn't he just record like 1,000 songs for that?
I think he did. So we'll get him on eventually. Either that or Hefe. I don't. Hefe will come on.
Yeah.
But I want Mike. Yeah. I mean,
he's got a lot to say.
Fat Mike. Let's get to my chat with Playboy model, social media mogul, entertainer, writer, entrepreneur, Irina Ivanova. She's a pretty gal.
Yes, she is.
And she's smart as a whip, and she's got her shit together. Check this out. My chat with Irina Ivanova on The Dangerous Darren Show.
Joined in conversation here on The Dangerous Darren Show on Adobe Radio and iHeartMedia with Irina Ivanova. She is a model, very successful social media star. Irina, thanks for coming on the show.
I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, before I jump into your social media work and everything else that you're involved in, I understand that you moved to United States at the tender young age of 16. Where did you move from?
I moved from Ukraine, Russia. I don't know because it keeps changing back and forth. But I am Russian and I lived in Ukraine, but from Crimea on the Black Sea, and it is part of Russia now again. So.
Okay.
Somewhere there.
What was it like when you were at that age, 15, 16 years old, and what was it like with your folks, and how did they let you go to America at such a young age?
Well, actually, I didn't come alone. I grew up in very severe poverty, and I don't mean like severe poverty, like no, like very little food. Like, we had no electricity, we had no heating, no nothing, no food. I grew up like that, and what happened is that my mom, actually, I put her on a dating site. I learned how to use computer, and I put her on a dating site. She met someone in America, and she got married, and that's how we ended up in the U.S.
Oh, wow, cool. Really cool. And was that something you wanted? You wanted to get out of that region? You wanted to get out of the Ukraine and Russia and move west to America?
Yes. Absolutely. I wanted to get out of the poverty. I wanted to have an opportunity to be able to be something that I didn't see at the moment there. I felt like everything was just getting worse, and I wanted to get out to like a place where I can become something, and U.S. was one of those places. Plus, I was going to an English school, even though I wasn't speaking English just yet. It's kind of like was like a dream of mine, and it's kind of worked out through my mom.
And where did you move to initially when you got to the U.S.?
I moved to Arizona.
In Phoenix?
I actually to Tucson. I went to the University of Arizona in Tucson, and then once I graduated, I moved to Phoenix.
Let's talk a little bit about your social media work. I mean, you're just absolutely murdering it. I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. On social media, on Instagram specifically, you're clocking in at 4.4 million followers, which is very, very, very impressive. How does one, what are the initial tools? Like, I know you have probably secrets of the trade and everything, you don't want to reveal them. But, like, what are some of the initial tips that you can give somebody, whether it's a band or an artist or a model, being a male or female, it doesn't matter. Tips that you could start off to move the needle quickly into the, like, let's say tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands as quickly as possible. What are some of the initial tools you employed?
I think number one thing is you need to know your niche, not to like be abroad. Like, you know, there's if you play piano, you should focus on playing piano with like a different angle. I don't know, maybe playing a piano in a bikini. That's something I would do, for example. But my niche was I saw on Instagram a lot of good ads, but I didn't see a lot of good boobs. And I focused my niche on my huge boobs, which I'm okay with. I love my boobs. But I think also for me what's important is the niche. I wasn't like going all over the place. The niche was the boobs. And for me it was number one thing. I was taking selfies photos. I hardly posted professional photos, which I think fans prefer more as they can connect to me more versus via like a photoshopped, well, highly edited professional photo.
And also diversify. Looking at your pictures on Instagram, there's a lot of diversification from the pictures. Is that something that's on purpose?
Somewhat on purpose, but I think the number one thing that I've had Instagram for the last 3 years that I have tested is the more you post of what photos from like your real life, like more selfies going out or this or that, versus, like I said, the professional photos, the better you do. And again, it's good to have different photos, but have a niche. Like my thing is under boob, front boob, side boob, connoisseur. That's my thing.
Right.
I think that's very important versus like being all over the place. There's too many profiles that do that. And then, you know, a fan follows me because there's things they want to see. And it's not like maybe I can see this here and this there. Like it's just a specific thing, niche.
When you're putting up pictures like this and looking at the pictures, you are a very attractive woman and you have a great body. Like you mentioned, your boobs are a great asset. How does it work with someone like you with the way you look and creepy guys sending you creepy messages? Do you have a filter that you can turn on, or do you just see the number? Like I have 400 messages and probably 399 of them are from creepy guys. How do you work with that?
So actually, no, I don't filter. I like all the negativity and all the positivity on all my photos, because if all the photos just have not comments like love, looks great, it is simply boring. So when the girl or a guy writes something negative, it creates a conversation on my profile. It invites my fans to chat back with the others. I actually like that. So I don't block anyone. I don't block people like or hate me. I've been on Instagram for 3 years. I've seen it, I think, all. I've seen every kind of dick picture there is. I've seen all kind of comments about my body, boobs, ass, whatever. I've kind of overcome this, like, oh, why are they saying this about me? And it invites conversation, and I like that to my profile versus just being boring. I do get a lot of creepy messages. However, you know, I want to have the one-on-one time with my fans, so I encourage them to message me. Unfortunately, I cannot answer everyone on Instagram. It simply is impossible, and that's where I figured out a way to monetize on what fans want to see and what are they willing to do for that. So,
yeah. That leads me to my next question. You're working with Celeb TV. How did you get involved with Celeb TV? Is that something you started or something someone else started?
No, I'm just kind of the face of Celeb TV currently, because I was one of the very first girls to get started there, and I brought a lot of my fans on Celeb TV for the simple reason as I wanted to be able to my fans wanted to spend money to talk to me. Like, okay, I know you can't answer to everybody. I'm willing to pay to talk to you. I'm willing to pay for the content I don't get to see on Instagram. It's not allowed, or it's too much, or I simply want stuff that's only made for me. It's not mass produced. And that's where Celeb TV comes in play. Nothing on Celeb TV is mass produced. So every fan I talk to gets a specialized treatment. They can request pictures, they can request photos and videos. They can also have an opportunity to call me or video chat with me. However, it is not like a webcam. I'm not a webcam model. I've never been on a webcam. This is a completely different experience. It's like being on WhatsApp just with your fans.
Ah, I see. Okay. And how long have you been with them?
Since the beginning, so about 6 months now.
Is it working out? I'm sure you're bringing in a revenue from
it. Yes, absolutely. It's working out great. My fans love it. They can talk to me one-on-one, which is amazing. And in the near future, I think in the next 4 weeks, we have actually a subscription service that's coming, which I will be implementing as part of my Select TV profile. Not only you can do all these other things, you can also subscribe for a monthly fee and see a certain amount of things for it for a monthly fee. Or you don't have to, you can, you know, chat or whatever, call, or, you know, when the fan is able to call you, that's something that is very, very different, unlike any other social media. And see you in life, unedited, really how you really look at the wherever you are, whatever. I think it's a very, very amazing experience for the fan.
Right on. And tell me a little bit about what happened with you and DJ Khalid with the video. Getting into that video, I'm assuming that there was paperwork of some kind before you even showed up?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, I was reached out on Instagram to be part, to be the main role on DJ Khalid video. And, you know, money wasn't even the thing for me. Like, okay, are they going to pay me? Then I'm going to go. Like, I wanted to be part of this music video. This was important to me. I wanted to see how it goes. I've never been in a music video before. For me, it was amazing to do the experience. But obviously, they said, okay, this is going to be the pay, blah, 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 blah. After you, you know, shoot the video, you get paid within a certain amount of days. You fill out this form, which I did, the W-2, whatever that was. I can't remember at this point. And, you know, the video came out. The video was amazing. I got over a billion views. But I feel like, you know, if you, okay, this is, we're going to pay you this amount of money, and then you get kind of like ripped off. That being said, I paid for my own ticket to get there overnight. And for everything I did there, I paid my own. Like, I paid for my own stay, I paid for my own tax, for my own everything. So when I was promised to pay something and then I took advantage, being taken advantage of, not being paid, that's a bit, like, kind of ridiculous. It wasn't even the amount of money, it's just that a woman is being taken advantage of in this kind of industry. And I didn't really feel good about that. And what's the funniest thing is, I've reached out multiple times, okay, like, hey guys, you know, when can I get paid, or how can I get paid? I've reached out maybe via email, via text message, via anything that was available. Nobody's ever responded to me. The moment I file the lawsuit, the next day they respond to me. So that just shows that, you know, they just didn't care to pay me.
Yeah, I've done that a few times, unfortunately, where you give people the amount of time to do the right thing and pay you, but then when they don't, you are left with no choice but to hire a lawyer.
Well, you know, I actually waited for a whole year. During the whole year, it's not like I waited 5 days or a month or two. I waited literally a whole year, and nothing happened. And I've reached out multiple times, texting, messaging. Obviously, they're getting all these messages because the moment the lawsuit was filed, the messages, they responded to me from those phone numbers and from those emails. So obviously, they were getting them. So yeah. it's just the matter of fact, you know?
Well, it's very inspirational, I'll tell you, because it shows girls, not just in music videos in this particular situation, but just girls in general, or people in general, don't get taken advantage of. If you say you're going to get paid to do a job and you do the job, you got to get paid. You can't just let it go. You can't be taken advantage of. And there's a lot of people in the music industry that will take advantage of you if you let them.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that all the girls that were part of the music video, that were part of the main role, also didn't get paid. But, you know, you shouldn't be afraid to kind of, like, stand up for yourself. Being part of the music video was amazing, and I'm grateful. But, you know, I kind of, makes me not want to work with people like that. I want to, like, be able to take control of my own business, of my own life, make my own money. And that's what Select TV allows me. And I think that's why I really like being there and talking to my fans, because it's all in my hands. No, it's not in the hands of DJ Khalid or whoever. It's my, I work, I make money. I don't work, I don't make money, you know?
Let me ask you, before I get out of your hair, a little bit about Miss August 2011. In Playboy. That must have been a really big thrill for you. One thing I wanted to know about that is, does being a Playboy girl or being involved with Playboy spill over year to year? Are you able to go to all the events and all the parties? Are you still considered part of the Playboy family?
Yeah, absolutely. They're always very, very nice. They always ask if you, you know, if you're a Playboy Playmate at some point, you were, whatever, no matter how many years ago, you're always invited to come to Playboy Mansion, and if you want, you know, if they're having parties or whatever. So, you know, that's where my whole career and everything got started is with Playboy.
And I've heard from a few girls and a few people that have been around the Playboy camp that Hugh and his people, his handlers, his team, his producers, top-notch human beings, really easy to work with, really fun, very professional. Is that true? Is that your experience?
Absolutely. When people think that I had to have sex to be in Playboy, that's a bunch of bullshit. If I had to have sex, I would have needed. I wanted to have sex with someone to do something. I didn't do it. It was not even close to that. It is extremely professional. I was there for quite some time during my centerfold shoot. In fact, people think that just naked girls running around and drunk and all this stuff. None of that was happening.
Yeah,
Zero.
That's great. That's really great to hear that Hugh and his team of people treated the women with the utmost respect.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a false advertisement. Anyone who says, oh, if you were a playmate or you were in Playboy, you must have had sex with Hugh Hefner or whoever, that is a bunch of bullshit and that is a lie.
Yeah, totally cool. So what else is next on your agenda? Well, I mean, you got a lot of balls in the air, it seems like, right now, a lot of irons and a lot of fires. What's next? What's on your what's on tap for you?
Next is I'm going to expand my subscription service and I hope to get, 10,000 subscriptions going in the next few months. And that's my goal. That's what I'm focusing on, is how I can make money, not how someone else can make money for me. It's like, I want to make sure that it's all in my hands. And that's the next thing, is subscription service coming for me. But I'm looking forward to all my fans always joining, to message me in private, to talk to me and not be shy. I'm very nice.
Yeah, you seem very pleasant and very nice and professional, and you got a good head on your shoulders. It seems like you're really, really driven to get this going and to strike while the iron's hot and use what God gave you and make a living out of it and carve a life. And I admire that. That's admirable.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've done it all. I have worked in the office for years and I have a master's degree, but it's just not something I want to do, is sit in the office. I actually quit the job to go and do this, and I'm pretty successful in it, and I hope I will continue my success.
Let me ask you one more question before I let you go. What do you do to unwind when you're not involved in social media or the websites that you're involved in, or if you're not modeling or traveling or some Playboy event of some kind? What do you do when you got nothing going on and you got a day or two just to do whatever you want to do? What do you choose? What do you do?
Believe it or not, I actually, the fun thing for me is to meet the girls that I see on Instagram that I like, and I start talking to them. I actually meet the girls from all over the world that have big accounts like me on Instagram. Like, for example, I'm doing tonight. We meet, we like get to know each other, and then we go out, have fun, and dance. Like, we go to a club or something. We do like dinner, drinks, and then go out and dance. I actually enjoy that quite a bit. I've met a lot of amazing, amazing people that people wouldn't think that they're. They would think they're stuck up or this or that because they must have a lot of followers, but they're actually quite amazing people. So that's what I actually been doing lately.
What about dating life? What about the love life? Do you prefer to meet guys organically, to have no idea what you do for a living or do for a profession, and then kind of grow it from there? Or do you meet people online through dating sites? You mentioned that you got your mom on one years ago. How do you prefer to find romantic interests?
I think you can find it anywhere. I'm not opposed to dating sites. I'm okay with like Tinder and all of this. But currently, it's just not. I'm not dating. I'm not interested in dating currently. I am single, but there's nothing wrong with any. I'm totally okay with meeting someone on Tinder, with meeting someone on even Instagram or whatever. Anything is possible. It's just something that I'm not doing currently, and I'm not on any dating site.
I've talked to other girls in the industry, models and actresses, and they say to me, some of them say they like meeting guys when they go out to a bar, if they bump into some guy or at a grocery store, and that guy has no idea what they do, and they prefer it that way.
That might be true. However, to tell you the truth, I've been to a lot of clubs in my life and bars, and I've never met anyone, to be honest, that I have taken home from a club or a bar. I haven't met, I'm sure it's possible, just I haven't personally met anyone I like. Maybe in a grocery store or whatever, that is possible. However, on Tinder too, like, or online, you can meet someone and they have no idea what you're doing. And then, whether they can deal with that or not, with the lots of boobs in the picture, is a mess. I don't know.
Right. Well, I think most people nowadays are pretty chill. Listen, I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on. I wish you nothing but the greatest success. People can go to celeb.tv, right? That's the website. And check you out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thanks for having me. It's so much fun.
There you go, everybody. My chat with Irina Ivanova. She is a former Playboy model. She is a social media mogul. She's getting it done, Tia. She's getting numbers.
Yeah, I've got
heavy numbers.
I've got a video over here of her in some red lingerie. It's quite. It's sexy.
I'm not going to look at it.
Sexy as fuck, man.
I'm not going to look at it. That's not what you do, Tia. Actually, let me see what you got.
I'll forward it to you.
Gonna take a break, gonna come back. Music from NoFX. TS will have an awesome weed news from the state of New York. I got some music news, and I'll just keep drinking this Francis Ford Coppola Diamond Collection Shiraz, and
King Harbor Blackberry, darkest
couple of liquors there, Queen Label
Imperial Shiraz. Milk Stout,
with a couple more
with blackberry puree.
Just keep it going.
7.7% alcohol.
Hang tight, everybody. Adobe Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to the Dangerous Darren Show featuring TS.
What's happening?
Oh, it really does work, doesn't it?
It does.
You're like Pavlov's dog. What's just hit it and you'll just...
Wow,
it's incredible.
I find my center immediately.
On Twitter and on Instagram, everybody, at DangerousD_show. Hope you're having a great night. TS, I'm having a good night. How's that, King Harbor...
Oh, it's Blackberry delicious, man. Darkest. It's almost gone.
Dude, there's one more in the fridge for you.
Oh,
we're
thank you.
Way overdue, by the way, for a...
yeah, we got to go back down there.
Go back down.
Back down to the King Harbor.
Redondo. We're due. And they have some new beers, too.
I'm sure it's seasonal, small batches, got some...
Yeah, there's a few that I really like, and we've got to stock up for some new ones.
It's almost... We got to get ready for the... we'll go down for the fall collection.
Get some clothing line.
What do you call it? I was going to say the fall harvest, but I don't know. Whatever's on tap.
There's a boardwalk. There's a
runway.
Catway, you know, they walk out with the beers.
Sashaying.
They hold it and they drink it.
I think you're onto something.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. Like, that's how a beer company should debut their beers.
Yeah, Tom, we got...
Like a fashion show.
We're going to come down and put this whole thing together. We'll bring...
Ralph Lauren will be there.
We'll bring
Versace. It'll be wonderful.
Irina.
You got weed
Ivanova.
News?
Oh, I do.
You know what I love about asking you if you have weed news? A, I know you have weed news daily. And B, and more importantly, TS, it's usually 9 out of 10 times good news. Because it's just rolling, rolling, and rolling with the good news, right?
Well, there's some good. We're going to take... It's
today
the good
news?
It's the good and the bad and sometimes the ugly. And,
don't cannibalize from your own show, but
if you want extended weed news, you can find me at Cool Nerd Weed Show on Instagram. And today, or no, Monday, 8 o'clock.
Yesterday
at 8 o'clock.
So when's the next show?
Next Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard.
What am I going to be on your show?
You can come on whenever you want.
You can talk to me about smoking weed at the Star Wars.
We did. Movie. That was fun.
By the way, it made the second half of the movie so much better.
Oh, my God. It was like...
I mean, I wasn't super high. You were super high.
Well, of course.
I was just medium high. And, dude, Star Wars came to life.
Well, yeah.
I was sitting there like this. My eyes were like...
The music was live from the L.A. Philharmonic. And it was a beautiful night. Just all that, like, real sound from a real instrument.
Yeah, I don't smoke weed, but these two or three hits I had did me in. I was sitting here drinking some Sapporo and just loving it. Anyway, give me some news. What do you got going on?
All right, well, luckily we don't live in New York anymore, but because New York City is probably going to be one of the first places on the East Coast to use the marijuana breathalyzer. So they're saying that all the experts, whoever these experts are saying that New Jersey is probably going to be the next recreational state to happen. And that's pretty close to New York. So with
unfortunately,
all the flow in from the garbage state, New Jersey, it's going to flow into New York and Manhattan. So the NYPD is going to be starting. Using and training on this marijuana breathalyzer. So,
what's the science behind it?
Okay. There's right now.
Is there any?
There's no standard or effective way to measure how high you are, and the law has not caught up to that in any way. But there's companies racing to develop this stuff. One that's been used in Oakland over like the last year is a swab, where they swab your mouth and they can tell what drugs you've ingested, no matter what it is. I suggest you never let a cop swab your mouth for anything. I'm not a lawyer. Just advice from your friend TS.
It's good advice. Always say no. You can fight it later.
You can. The NYPD spokesperson said the NYPD is not currently using the breathalyzer to detect marijuana in motorists, but recognize that they are going to use a breathalyzer in the future. But there's not a whole lot of science behind this. You know, I'm going to test positive for marijuana use like days after, even if I stop smoking.
Probably years, TS.
it's probably going to be years.
Decades.
Long after I'm gone, I'm going to be able to test positive.
Yeah, your corpse will test positive.
And it doesn't matter if you're an everyday smoker or an occasional smoker. The levels of THC in the breath are the same. And frequent smokers have a higher baseline of THC in their breath. So the tests will show this, and they're trying to figure out the parameters to what is actually impairment, which
really
is
really hard.
It's really hard. It's
really hard.
The science isn't there. I suggest to you, if anybody asks you to blow into this marijuana breathalyzer or swab your mouth, you just say no.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the consequences of saying no to a police officer when you're presented with a request like that are scary.
Yeah.
They can be scary.
They're going to try
to
bully
you. You've got to say no, because if you blow in and you blow a certain number, that is a number on paper that can be used against you.
Absolutely.
When you say no, there's no number on paper. So a lawyer could be like, well, you know, this doesn't work and your shit is unscientific. And a judge, sympathetic judge, might go, yeah, you're right. Dismissed.
But, you know, if they've got that number, and you don't have a lawyer, you can't afford an attorney, and you get a public defender, or your attorney just doesn't give a fuck about you.
Oh, you get Lionel Hutz.
Then you're screwed. You're screwed either way. But you know
who Lionel Hutz is, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Attorney
silly
at law.
Silly
the
question.
The Simpsons. So, you know, there's that. That's going
Let
on.
Let me
in
ask you a question about this, TS. I've often wondered, what about like in states like, let's just say, I don't know, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And you're driving along and you just smoked a fatty, but you've had no booze. And the cop pulls you over and you're like, oh, fuck. You rolled any windows. And he gets to the window and he's like, oh, I smell marijuana. You have been smoking marijuana. And they have no protocols for testing, field testing for how much you've ingested or smoked or whatever. What are the rules? Are they allowed to arrest a driver?
Well,
for suspicion of smoking marijuana? Are they fucked? Is the cop fucked?
In a lot of states like that where marijuana is illegal in Oklahoma they may have recreational sooner or later. But
Can
anyway.
You say Oklahoma's okay because now they have some
Oh, okay, they just passed the medical. Yeah. Anyway, so generally, the smell of marijuana is probable cause.
To search you
and go deeper into whatever you're doing. And then from there, I don't think they have anything in play to say how quote unquote intoxicated you are, but the things that you say and the things that you do will be used against you. So you might, they
shut
might
the
find
fuck
a
up.
Little. Just shut your mouth. Number one, hopefully you smoked that entire joint and ate the roach and didn't leave a whole bunch of roaches in your ashtray. You don't have a bunch of paraphernalia around.
If you have a bunch of joints and a big bag of weed, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you're totally screwed. And, again, one crime at a time. If you're going to be driving around Oklahoma with a big bag of weed, don't smoke in your car. Throw it in the trunk and don't smoke in your car.
Or get to where you're going, then smoke.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Good stuff, TS. Good stuff. We got music news. Beep, beep, beep,
beep. Oh, what's happening in the world of music?
Mother. Danzig news, dude.
What, for real?
Oh, yeah.
He's still alive?
He's going on tour, man.
Oh, okay, great.
We're going to go to that show.
That's right.
Danzig recently stated in his upcoming West Coast tour will be his last tour for, quote, a while, because I think he's dying. That's just my opinion.
Your personal
my
opinion.
Personal opinion. Yesterday, he revealed that he will take up most of his time after that He'll be featuring, releasing a feature film through Cleopatra Entertainment, a film division of Cleopatra Records. Danzig plans to write, direct, and compose music for a film based off characters of his own comic book line, Veritik. I haven't seen it.
That's a German word.
Veritik. Veritik. I'm not pronouncing it right. The film is planned to be an anthology with different storylines. So Danzig is filming a movie. That might be actually pretty rad.
I think so. I don't know, man. He's got vision.
Yeah. And Rancid and Murphy's Law split a 7-inch. That'll be really cool to check that out when it comes out. Rancid and Murphy's Law release a split 7-inch. It's out on Pitchfork Label, a New York City clothing company not associated with Pitchfork Music site, and has a track by each band. Rancid contributes "We're Gonna Fight It Out," and Murphy's Law contributes "Just One Beer," and it's out this week on Pitchfork. So definitely check it out. Murphy's Law and Rancid split 7-inch. And bad news, I always gonna finish with bad news, TS. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, what is happening, man?
Citigroup has produced a report on revenue generated by the music industry. It looks bad for people who actually make music.
That's terrible. I mean,
in 2017, the music industry generated $43 billion in the United States, matching a previous peak from 2006. However, musicians received a mere 12% of that income.
That's fucked up, man.
12% of $43 billion, and the rest went to shareholders, corporations that distribute music,
limousines,
and middlemen like managers, like an agent like myself.
Well, if you're living a comfortable living here in West Hollywood, so are you part of the problem?
And the solution.
Okay, all right, what's the solution?
Alcohol. It is the cause of and solution of all life's problems.
I'm going to do some quick math here, and what was that, 6 billion?
43 billion.
43 billion.
Way off. What's 12% of
43 billion?
43 billion. 10% of 43 billion would be 43 million. 43 million.
That's not bad. How many musicians are there in the world?
A lot. It's really bad. Let's cheer ourselves up, TS, with boobs.
Yeah, boobs, man.
Cheer me up.
Absolutely.
We talked to Irina.
They're soothing.
And they're very comforting. They're
delicious.
And they are easy on the eyes. And they're also easy on the ears. Here is NOFX with a song called "New Boobs," going back to Ribbed on the Dangerous Darren Show.
Thank you. Come between us, and those new boobs just aren't you.
New boobs, yes. No facts. Have you ever had a girl with new boobs, TS? Have you ever dated a girl that got new boobs?
That like I had to break them in?
Yeah.
I almost paid for a pair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good thing you didn't.
Because they would. Somebody else would be playing with them right
so
now.
So the girl was like, I need some boobs, TS. And you're like, baby, I got your back.
I was like, yeah.
Let's, or were you just thinking about it?
I was thinking about it. All right. I was like, we can finance those, right? I could put them on my credit card.
Jesus. I'm glad you didn't, buddy.
They can't repo those, can they?
They can't. Once the split happens, they're hers. We're going to take a break and come back on the other side with more silliness. Don't move.
Adobe Radio.
It is the Dangerous Darren Show. The motherfucking Dangerous Darren Show.
Oh.
Ah, there it is. Featuring TS.
Oh.
Everyone wants to know what TS means, TS.
Stands for Terp Sexy.
That was tough shit.
Maybe too stoned. It all depends on what day and how I'm feeling.
You don't have a Wikipedia page, do you? You should have a Wikipedia.
I don't, but somehow I'm at the bottom of yours.
Is your name on it?
It is.
Your full name?
Well, as I'm known, it's
just as TS.
As TS, yeah.
Featuring TS?
Yeah, like the bottom as a bottom footnote.
Well, hopefully it doesn't have the full name because that's a mystery.
It is a mystery.
It is a scientific
wrapped
mystery.
In an enigma.
In a hurricane. On Twitter and on Instagram, everybody, DangerousD_show. Happy birthday. I got a couple ex-girlfriends, TS. Cheryl.
Who's
don't get mad at me. I'm going to talk about some ex-girlfriends' birthdays. Is that okay?
Sure.
Oh, she's so nice. Mila Kunis, 34.
Yeah.
Today.
Really, I saw her in Target in West Hollywood one day.
I saw her in Casa Vega a lot.
Ooh.
She's there a lot with her hubby.
Hmm.
Ashton Kutcher.
She was.
I haven't approached her because I'm nervous, but I will one day. I'll be like, you remember when we dated?
She'd be like, get away from me, creep.
Yeah, exactly. My other girlfriend, Holly Berry, is 51 today. Holly Berry. She was a Bond girl.
Swordfish.
Yeah, she's so.
Yeah, get them out.
Speaking of assets. She's well endowed and a great, great gal, and she is 51 years of age today. Magic Johnson is 58.
58, tragic. Man, he seems a lot older. I don't know why. He's still looking good, though.
He looks great for a man his age and someone who has HIV.
Yeah.
So,
the cure is money.
Exactly, cash. And a wild and crazy guy, Mr. Steve Martin, great comedian, 72 years of age. In the pornography world, we have Heather Starlett. She's a little blonde pixie. Heather Starlett.
Oh,
28
yeah.
Years old. She's a cutie pie.
From Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, you know where she's from.
Yes, I do.
Look at you, you porn stalker. She has had a plethora of porn movies. And looking through my collection, here's just a few. 21 Ways to Suck Cock.
Wow.
I only knew
spell it out there.
I only knew of 18, so I'm going to have to watch that again. Big Boob Car Wash.
Okay.
It's a big boob theme today, T.S. Cock a Baby Face. Cock-a-bye Baby. Sorry, Cock-a-bye Baby.
What?
There's a one called Face Paste. Fuck My Throat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Here's one called Jerk Off Instructions.
Well, that's pretty classic.
I don't
need
that. I got that covered.
You wrote the book.
Yeah.
Manual.
Here's one from a dominatrix perspective. Look at me, whore!
My favorite is the Iron Man XXX. And I know she likes to do a little cosplay, so Sailor Poon.
How about mother-daughter exchange?
Always a favorite of mine. I love the genre.
Gangsta glory holes. Well, here's my favorite, TS. My wife and I are fucking the babysitter.
Another classic series.
Oh my goodness gracious. Happy birthday, Heather Starlett. You are 28 years old and your time is running out.
Soon it will be MILF porn for you.
Did you know, TS? This is a good one, by the way. Did you know that psychopaths aren't better liars than other people? They're just so charming that you want to believe them, and you often do.
I've known quite a few.
I was in a band with a psychopath. What band?
Which band?
What psychopath? Do the math. It's all numbers. Just do the math.
It's quite charming.
Yeah, he is very charming. He was very, very charming. T.S., what is a deep bro talk?
A deep bro
Urban
talk.
Urban Dictionary. What is
a deep bro
what
talk?
What is a deep bro talk?
Oh, man.
I didn't give you the answer.
No, you did not. I was looking for the answer.
No, but, I have the teacher edition here.
A deep bro talk.
It's a deep bro talk.
Is that, I don't know, do we get into some kind of heavy discussion about women?
I think you're on the right track. A deep bro talk is a serious talk between two close male friends in which they talk about all the things going on in their life at the moment. Deep bro talks are sacred meetings, and all the things discussed during them cannot be told to anyone else without the other's consent.
That's right.
T.S., me and you had a deep bro talk the other day.
The bro code.
And it will not be discussed, but it was.
But it was
a deep bro talk. High five. Deep bro talk. What we discussed? Hush.
We'll never know.
Mom. But it was a deep bro talk. In the world of sports, T.S., the Dodgers are shitting the bed. How's that for shifting gears?
Right
into the Dodgers.
Right into the old Los Doyers.
From the deep bro talk to the Doyers. Yeah, they shit in the bed. They lost three in Colorado. They won the first one, and then two walk-offs, and then a third loss. And they are now one game behind Arizona, a half a game ahead of Colorado, which is dangerous. And the future is not looking so good. At least the immediate future.
Well, what happened to Kenley Jansen, man?
He got hurt a little bit.
Yeah, well, who's our closer?
You?
Yeah. Gonna get out there.
Cheryl?
Play.
Cheryl? Yeah? Do you know how to close baseball games?
Close them?
Yeah. Are you a closer?
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, no, she's not
a closer.
Robertson won't put her in.
No. Well, I'd let's see. I would have them put on. What song would I play to get out there? Some fucking Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang? Oh, there
some
you go.
Some Wu-Tang.
Don't get high on
like,
your own supply.
Like Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. I come out there, I run out to the mound, stretch, get in a deep stretch, and like...
And then throw cupcakes.
Just throw some cupcakes out the, like over Kike, the plate, yeah.
Like Kike Hernandez did the other day. That was nuts. Yeah, but things are warming up. I mean... Lots of baseball left. I mean, they're going to go through these little slumps where they lose a couple games in a row, and then they're going to win five in a row. They got the Giants in town right now, and so that's good. They'll probably win a few games there. But then they got some tough games coming up, so we'll have to wait and see what's going on. They put Maeda and Stripling in the bullpen. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. That's a good move.
And Robert said that Kenta Maeda took it well. Bullshit. He was like, fucking, but in Japanese. Like,
it sounds better in Japanese.
He said it with a smile in the interview. He's like, yeah, Kenta took it well. And I was like, no, he didn't. He thinks he's a starter, and he is a starter. But he hasn't pitched great lately, so the bullpen might be the place for him. And we need arms in the bullpen come playoff time. So we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, the bullpen's got to go deep, man. They got to do their thing. Come out there.
Hockey is starting up. Football is starting up. There's already some preseason football going on right now. Basketball, the camp start real soon. This is the best time of the year, TS, when it starts getting into fall. When you got baseball playoffs, hockey, football, basketball starting up.
I'm kind of excited for the basketball this year. We got LeBron James in town.
Oh, and now you're a Laker fan. Fuck you, dude.
No, I'm just gonna I'm gonna casually. I'm not gonna be dressed head to toe in like purple and gold, or like get a Laker tattoo on my neck or anything. But I will be paying attention a little bit
fair
more
enough.
Closely this year.
Fair enough. That's fair. I'll accept that. I would like to thank our guest Irina Ivanova on the show. Check her out. She is a pretty gal, and she has got her pedal to the metal as far as social media activity, and good for her, and thanks for coming on the show. Next week, TS, Walter Schreifels is coming on the show.
Quicksand.
Yep.
Youth of
Gorilla
today?
Biscuits. Youth of Today. War Zones. Rival Schools.
Moondog.
Yeah. He's Walter and the Motorcycles. He's been in a bunch of bands. And Walter's coming on. We'll talk Gorilla Biscuits, talk Youth of Today, talk New York City hardcore, talk songwriting, talk all kinds of cool shit. It's a really, really, really great interview, and I can't wait for that. And we got some other good guests. We're only a month away from Neil deGrasse Tyson.
That's huge, man.
Danny Trejo might be coming on the show.
I could use a box of those vegan donuts right now.
Still waiting to hear from Johnny Marr's people on confirmation. Pete Shelley from the Buzzcocks, Cyndi Lauper, Brian Adams, Wayne Gretzky, although we've been touting Gretzky for about a year and a half now. But he's coming on.
Sooner or later, he's going to call. I will not give up
until Wayne Gretzky comes on.
You have to pick up every single phone call, even if it says private.
Dude, I have been, swear to God, no joke. And I'm like, oh, this might be Gretzky. So I click it. Do you have enough homeowners insurance? Fuck! Click.
Excuse me, sir, is your PC running right now? I need your password and the last four numbers of your social security number.
Yeah, exactly. I've got a fair amount of those, but we'll get him on the show. But next week we'll have Walter on from Quicksand and play a brand new Quicksand song, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's nuts.
New Quicksand?
Brand new Quicksand.
On the Dangerous Darren Show?
Yeah, debuting on the Dangerous Darren Show.
Wow.
Thanks again to Irina Ivanova for being on the show on Twitter and on Instagram at DangerousD_show. Check out TS's Cool Nerd Weed Show on Twitter and on Instagram. On Twitter, it's Cool Nerd Weed. On Instagram, Cool Nerd Weed Show. It's fucking good shit. I'm a fan. I love it. And I'm going to be on the show soon enough talking about how I don't smoke weed. Although I did at Star Wars. That was pretty cool.
We could talk about your...
I smoked weed at Star Wars.
I'm off the hook. Kong.
I think I'm off the hook.
Yeah, I think so.
Smoke them if you got it, yeah.
Stay trippy, motherfuckers.
Kling. Oh, dude, you didn't go ohm.
Oh.
Take us out, Quicksand. Take us out.